Life insurance. Life insurance is to replace lost income due to death. Someone early in this business came up with a better marketing term, because it's not really life insurance, is it? It's death insurance. It insures your death, not your life. So when you die, someone else is going to get some money. So it's really of no concern to you. Yeah, it is, because we care about those that we leave behind, and we want to do a good job in our financial planning. And so what we're trying to do here is, if you're making some money and your family's eating off of that money and you die, you won't be making money anymore. And we need to replace that income that's lost due to death. Most people, when it comes to life insurance, have no idea what they own. And a scary statistic is this. 22% of the public, that's about a fourth, have no life insurance whatsoever. And that's a bad number, especially with rates the way they are today and how things are going on. Now, let's look at the different kinds of life insurance, because I've got a distinct opinion on this, and this is the lesson where I make all the insurance people really mad. I mean, really, 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 really hate mail mad. And you know how much I care? Not at all. So just send me some more things I can put in the shredder. It's fine with me. Couldn't care less. I've been studying this for years, and I've converted more people out of the insurance business to my way of thinking, because it's not really my way of thinking. This stuff's been taught for years in financial planning. Two kinds of life insurance. There's term life insurance. It's for a specified period, for a term. If you have five-year term, it's for a five-year term. That's why they call it that. It's cheaper, has no savings plan built into it. Then there are cash value insurance plans, and they're normally for life. They're more expensive, much more expensive, in order to fund a savings plan. And they sometimes are called permanent insurance. You may have heard them called that. Sometimes these are called whole life, or universal life, or variable universal life, or just variable life. These are the phrases used to cover cash value types insurance. Term is always called term. The rest of this has some other kind of name always, and it builds a savings plan inside of it. But I don't know that there's really anything permanent about your need for life insurance. The most common insurance myth is that the need for life insurance is a permanent situation. The only permanent situation I can think of is your agent's need for a commission. 20 years from now, if you do what we teach, you will have become self-insured. Let's think through this for just a second. Who in here is about, say, like 30 years old with a couple of kids? Right here. What's y'all's names?
Dwayne and Brenda Phillips.
Dwayne and Brenda. Good to meet you, sir. Looking all proper here in your tie. You're sharp, man. So how old are your kiddos?
We have one that's 8 and one that's 10 months.
One that's 8 and one that is 10 months. Perfect. Would y'all just kind of stand up? I'm not going to mess with you or make you mad or anything. I just need a really good example, okay? 8 and 10 months. Wow, very cool. All right, Dwayne and Brenda. Did I do that right? Okay, I've got a good memory. It's just short. Okay, now, Dwayne and Brenda are 30 years old. They've got 2 kids. Now, think about this for a second. If they bought 20-year level term life insurance, like I suggest, 20 years from now, they'll be 50. 20 years from now, the 8-year-old will be 28 and should have left home. Then we've got the 10-month-old that will be about 21 years old, probably in college, and about to leave home. Now, let's say that at that point, they do what I teach, and they took out no more than a 15-year mortgage, their house would be paid for, wouldn't it? Say yes.
Yes.
Would they have any other debt?
No.
Never. Okay. Would they have an emergency fund fully funded?
Yes.
20 years later, easy, right? If they were doing their Roth IRAs and their 401ks like we're going to teach you in the other baby steps in the investment lessons, they might have $700,000-$800,000 or even more in their retirement accounts, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, let's just think a minute. We're not trying to get rid of you anytime soon, but let's say at 52 years old, he drops dead with no insurance. The kids are grown and gone. She has $800,000 in the investment plan and a paid-for house. No insurance. Can she suffer through?
Yes.
You've become self-insured using financial planning. Getting out of debt, building wealth, and growing up the kids and tossing them out helped you to become self-insured. Does that make sense? So see why there is not a permanent need for life insurance?
Yes.
This is what we're dealing with. Now, Dwayne and Brenda, I'm going to keep referring back to y'all, so you can just, you know, you can relax, have a seat, but I'm going to point back at them as we go through this. Now, so what I did is I pulled some of the plans that are offered out there right now. As a matter of fact, I have my staff do research and pull the cost on the largest five companies out there that sell the cash value insurance plans. And I said, what if a 30-year-old like Dwayne and Brenda wanted to buy some insurance? And we wanted to put $125,000 in whole life or cash value insurance on Dwayne. How much would that cost? Well, the figures came back, and the average of the top five companies, by the way, the rates were very close, they're very competitive with each other, was $145 a month. It's a lot of money, isn't it? Isn't it? Say yes. It's a lot of money. $145 a month. And I said, well, you know, $125,000, that's not really enough insurance. If something happened to him, you go through $125,000 with two little kids in a heartbeat, couldn't you? And so I said, well, let's get a better amount of insurance, about $400,000, which is about 10 times the average household income. The average household income is about $40,000. So we're going to do about 10 times that. I'll explain that in a few minutes. $400,000 in insurance. The weird thing was that I was able to buy that on a 30-year-old with about 20 seconds on a website. I was able to figure out I could buy that if he's healthy for 10 bucks a month. Not $125,000 of insurance for $145 a month, but $400,000 in insurance that has no savings inside of it for 10 bucks a month, which leaves me an extra $135 to invest. Because the first plan has a savings plan built into it. You understand? The second plan does not. Second plan is just insurance. So you didn't get the insurance. Now, I said, okay, well, that extra $135 I'm spending, I wonder what I'm getting for it. So I did a little bit further research. Our team dug in, and we pulled back the average returns from these companies' actual projections that they sent to us. We didn't make this up. This is research. Okay, and at age 50, what would have happened is inside Dwayne's policy, it would have built up to $27,500 in cash value, and that's the average of the five companies. By age 70, he would have, by paying an extra $135 a month, built it all the way up to $66,000. Well, that seems pretty good. I've got a little retirement thing going here. I've got some insurance going here. Not bad at all. And that's how they sell this trash. And here's why it's trash. If I buy $400,000 worth of insurance, a whole lot more, say yes.
Yes.
For $10, and I put $135 in a decent growth stock mutual fund, maybe in a Roth IRA growing tax-free as an example. At age 50, you'd have $133,000. And at age 70, you'd have $1,000,005. Now let's see, 66,000, $1,000,005. Let me think about which one of those I want. For a nanosecond? I mean, it doesn't take but a second to figure out which of these is a better deal. You know what gets worse? It gets worse. Because here's the way cash value insurance works in almost every one of the plans. If Dwayne were to die after paying an extra $135 all those years at age 50, you know how much they pay her? They pay her $125,000. The face amount of the policy. What happened to the $27,000 that he worked so hard paying that $135 extra for all those years? They keep it. This is a dumb, dumb plan. If you have cash value insurance, get term insurance immediately. Do not pass go. Do it right now. Get term insurance in place. Cancel that trash. And you've got a lot better plan going over here. See, here's the problem when you get into it. Returns on the cash value, as you can see, are historically low. We calculated those mutual fund rates at 12% average annual return. The stock market for the last 70 years has averaged 11.8%. So it's easy to use 12%. We'll cover that in the investment lesson. With the average cash value policy, again, there are three types. CFA, Consumer Federation of America, studied these policies, and after fees, which, by the way, if you look the first 3 years, your cash value buildup in most of these policies is zero. They keep the $135 a month for 3 years and call that fees. and then they keep a lot of it in fees after that because the average whole life policy is averaging 2.6% in the last 6 years. That's what they're averaging. Universal lives are averaging 4.2%, and variable universal lives are averaging 7.4%. Now, variable universal lives where they pitch you a mutual fund inside of your thing. So you got a mutual fund in there that's earning 12 or 14%, but you're getting a net yield of 7.4. Somebody's making out with some money here. It's called fees. Because when you walk your investment down the hallway of the life insurance company, they are picking at your pockets all the way down. And by the time you get to the end, there's not going to be anything left. So that's the problem. So number one, when you buy cash value insurance, you get a crummy rate of return. Number two, when you die with cash value, the insurance company keeps the cash value. The exception of that is the variable. But with the traditional whole life or the traditional universal life, they keep the cash value and they only pay the face amount. Dumb to have a savings account that's paying a poor rate of return, and when you die, they keep your money. It's dumb. The fees deducted from your return are extremely high, thereby limiting your return. You know, and well, Dave, I need to really understand this because I'm going to sit down with my insurance agent and I'm going to explain it to him. Why? Why do you need to explain to your insurance company why you're firing them? Why do you owe them that obligation? You just need to say, you're fired. Practice with me. Say it.
You're fired.
That's all you got to do. Well, it's my brother-in-law. Well, I don't care. All the more reason to fire him. Seriously, a lot of the insurance we bought, and I bought whole life too, when I first came out of college, was sold by a guy that we knew from college. It's an old friend. It's a roommate. It's a family, isn't it? Yes? Isn't that how you bought it? Okay, that's how it's sold. It's sold on relationships. And they work their little network, and they go out and sell everybody. And then they get out of the business, usually. It's very unusual to find a cash value person who's made a life of this. It's very, very unusual. So don't try to argue with them. Let me tell you, if they win the argument, you keep an insurance policy. That's a bad one. If you win the argument, if they have integrity, they have to quit their job. And so what's happened with me explaining those numbers over the radio for years and in this class for years, I've convicted people who've been in the insurance business for maybe 5, 6, 7 years. And they really, for the first time, saw the product that they were selling. And a lot of people in the insurance business are selling term only just because they've heard me explain this. And they went, I can't do this with integrity anymore because it's just a bad product. It's one of the worst financial products out there today, bar none. It's right up there with payday loans. Stay away from it. Stupid idea. It's payday lending for the middle class. That's really what it is. It's the equivalent. If you don't believe me, think about all the towers in all the major cities. They're banks and insurance companies. I wonder how that happened. So buy low-cost level term insurance. That's what you're supposed to buy. Don't forget to buy for the spouse. Now, what's that mean? If your spouse is working, then you would buy insurance to replace their income. But let's say Brenda was a full-time mom. Well, I mean, Sharon, my wife's been a full-time mom since our oldest child was born. And so for all those years, we've carried, in the early years when we were broke, we carried $200,000 on her. And after that, we've carried $400,000 on her. Why? Because if something happens to Sharon, I got to hire Mary Poppins. I mean, I got to bring somebody in and do all this dad blame work's been being done. That or I got to go get to learn to cook or something, and this ain't happening. And the kids would be skinny. It wouldn't be good, you know? So I've got to have some help for all this because really a stay-at-home mom brings economic value to the household, doesn't she? Say yes. And you'd have to replace that economic value. Now, you can give them a hand. That's okay. Stay away from fancy options when you're buying life insurance. Accidental death. I'm going to get twice as much as if I die by accident. Why? You're twice as dead? You're not double dead. You don't need twice as much as if you die by accident. Your family needs the same amount to eat on if you die walking across the tarmac towards the plane as if you have a heart attack or the plane goes down. It doesn't matter how you die, your family has the exact same need, don't they? In that situation. So you don't need double. And why do you think it's cheap? Because it usually doesn't happen. Well, at my age, if I die, it'll be by accident. What is this, a prophecy? I mean, You don't think these people that do actuarial tables, that are statisticians at these insurance companies, have figured this stuff out and they're charging appropriately? There's a lot of things you can say about insurance companies, but stupid is not on the list. Okay, so if you're paying a premium that seems low to you, it's because it's very unlikely to happen. That's what it comes down to. So stay away from stuff like accidental death or on any insurance. This is popping up a lot, even on long-term care insurance. The return of premium. If you don't use the policy, by the end of the policy, we'll give you all your premiums back if you just pay us a little bit more every month. That's the return of premium feature. Have you heard of that? Say yes. Okay. So what you do is you take a little bit more a month, you put that in your financial calculator, and you say, all those years later, when I would have gotten it back, how much would be in a mutual fund? Oh, way more than enough to return me my premium. That's how this works. And I get it back if I do it myself, called savings, whether or not I use the policy. I'll just self-insure through that little monster. So return of premium is a rip. Stay away from it. Do not buy return of premium. You're not going, you know, take the extra you would have paid to get the return of premium gimmick, put that in a savings account or in an investment, and you'll have more later anyway. Waiver of premium pays your premium for you if you become disabled. If you become disabled, you should have baby step three in place, which is what?
3 to 6 months.
Plus, you ought to have long-term disability insurance in place. So your family's going to be fine, and you should be able to continue your premiums without any trouble at all. Because, by the way, they were only $10. Do you remember our example? Term life insurance is just not that expensive. Now, children do not need big life insurance plans. They do not generate an income. Now, if you have some little starlet that goes to Hollywood or something and is making you $1 million, you may want to insure them. But most kids use money. They don't bring money. And so all you need is a little rider on your term policy should, God forbid, something happen to one of them, just enough to cover burial. So $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 riders, and you can usually buy like a $20,000 rider on all your kids, even if you got five, for about $60 a year as a rider on your policy. So it's not that expensive. Check into it with your particular company. Very, very easy to do. Now, a good rule of thumb is you need to have about 10 times your income on you. And here's why. Dwayne and Brenda, stand up again. Now, with Dwayne and Brenda, if Dwayne made, as an example, $40,000 a year. Now, he's all dressed up. He probably makes about $80,000, $90,000, $120,000 in the name of Jesus. But as an example, let's say $40,000 a year, okay? Now, if we have $400,000 on him and something happens to him, Brenda gets a check for $400,000. Brenda goes to the mutual fund people, sits down, invests the $400,000. If she makes 10% on $400,000, 10% of $400,000 is?
$40,000.
We just replaced you. So don't buy too much. You have to sleep with one eye open. So that's the idea. We're trying to replace his lost income. Now, if she's a mom that works outside the home and she earns $35,000, the same would be true. We'd put $350,000, or maybe she earns $70,000, and we put $700,000 on her. About 10 times, because invested then at 10%, you can replace that income that is lost upon death, and the remaining spouse and kiddos are okay until we've built a big enough nest egg and gotten out of debt and got the mortgage paid off and all that, and we're self-insured later on and the kids are grown and gone. And that's the idea, okay? So the idea is to replace the lost income. Now, thanks, you guys. Give them a round of applause. They've been good sports. With term insurance being what it is, it's very, very cheap. I mean, I'm almost 50 years old. All right? I run every morning. I'm in really good shape. The doctor says I have the hair of a 90-year-old. And the heart of a 30-year-old. My aerobics test was just off the scale when I just did it the other day to buy some different life insurance. Do I need life insurance? I mean, we got money. We're doing really well. Everything's paid for. We've got all this stuff. Do I have a need for life insurance? No. But we buy it just because it's cheap and it's SWI. Sharon wants it. Honestly, the woman would rather have another million or two on me than another shiny rock, so it's fine. I mean, we'll just, it's cheaper than the shiny rock, so we'll buy some more insurance. It's kind of got me scared, though. I hope she doesn't have a plan. Okay, bad ideas in the insurance world are credit, life, and disability. If you go to get a loan or you have a loan and they offered you life insurance that would pay your loan off in the event you die, you paid 90 to 200 times too much for it. You could have bought term insurance for a penny for every dollar that you put on it. Isn't that amazing? I had one guy, we showed him he could buy $100,000 worth of term life insurance for what he was paying for the life insurance on his rototiller. $100,000. But the rototiller's paid for upon death. This is important. So, you know, that's a finance company ripping him off, isn't it? They make more profit on selling this insurance garbage attached to these loans sometimes than they do on the actual loans themselves. So don't buy credit, life, and disability. And they will act like they have the right to demand you buy it. No, they do not. Now, a lender does have the right under credit disability to require you carry life insurance. They cannot require that you buy it from them. The only exception to that is the auto industry. Now, credit card protection, you know, I'm going to buy insurance on my credit cards. I mean, after all, that Dave Ramsey guy's out there running around. He may just chop them up on the spot. You can't ever tell. He could just show up right there, and then you'd have needed insurance on your credit card. It's just stupid. Okay, you don't need insurance on your credit card. Cut it up. I'd get rid of that. That was an easy idea. Craziness. Cancer and hospital indemnity insurance. Why don't they sell heart attack insurance? Because it's not nearly as scary and yet affects almost as many people as cancer does. As a matter of fact, obesity-related diseases are the number one killer of Americans, not cancer. But we all know someone's been touched by cancer, and it's such an emotional thing when someone we love's been touched by cancer that when they come to sell the cancer policy, we buy it. And by the way, it's only a couple dollars a month. It's a gimmick. Okay. Last time I checked, your health insurance coverage will cover you if you get cancer, won't it? Yes. So why do you need more? It's a gimmick. But we buy it. Oh, it's just a few more dollars out of the paycheck. Who cares? A few more dollars out of your paycheck throughout the scope of your life ends up being a lot of money. Accidental death. We talked about that. You're not double dead. This is gimmick insurance. Any insurance with cash value, investments, or refunds. Refunds like return of premium. Stay away from any of that. That's all bad ideas. Prepaid burial policies. I talked to a guy, called me on the radio the other day, 40 years old. He said, Dave, my mother passed away. It was real emotional. We made stupid decisions at the funeral home, and I don't want my family to have to worry about that. I went ahead and just paid for everything. It's all prepaid. I said, you're 40. Are you sick? No, I'm feeling really good now that that's done. He said, really? So what did you pay for your burial? $3,000. And no matter how much it goes up, it's covered. I said, well, I guess so. $3,000 at 40 years old. Do you know, actuarially speaking, life insurance table speaking, if you make it to 40 years old, you are very, very, very likely to make it to about 80 years old. You're pretty likely to make it to 90, but we'll use 80 as an example. So if you'd taken $3,000 and put it in a mutual fund from age 40 to age 80, do you realize you'd have $355,000 in your account to bury you? Who are you, King Tut? Never prepay burial. Now, it's okay to prearrange and pre-plan, pre-select, but don't pay them until it's time to pay them. Let your money grow where it's going to give you a good rate of return. And now there's another group of people that doesn't like me, the people that sell that. Oh, well, I'll have to just worry. Mortgage life insurance. Life insurance that pays off your mortgage if you die. Now, the only time you'd ever buy that is if you are sick and can't get life insurance. A lot of those policies you can get regardless. And so if you're uninsurable, this is a way to get some insurance sometimes, but it is about 10 or 15 times more than term insurance. And all it is term insurance. It's decreasing term, isn't it? Because your term, you know, as your balance goes down on your mortgage, your coverage is going down because it only pays off the mortgage, right? So you're paying, it's decreasing term policy. They used to sell in the insurance business, decreasing term insurance. And all this is decreasing term insurance. And it's 10 times more expensive than the same amount of term insurance. Why? Because it's very emotional to pay off the mortgage. At least the mortgage is taken care of. If I die, at least she's got that covered. Well, for what you'd have bought that, you know, to cover that $100,000 mortgage, you could have bought a $1 million policy. And at least you'd have been covered. You know, think. Okay, it's a gimmick. They're tying into emotion. These guys are great emotional sellers. And never buy any kind of duplicate coverage. Now, especially that's in the health insurance world. Lots of people have health coverage at work, and they're a little bit worried, so they got health insurance out here. Now, what you'll get is you got two health insurance plans and none of your bills will get paid. You know why neither one will get paid? Because they fight with each other to argue about who's the primary coverage company. Primary coverage has to pay it, and one says, no, you are. The other one says, no, you are, and they argue, and none of your bills get paid. And you were paying for extra insurance that you didn't need. So don't buy duplicate coverage. It has the reverse effect of what you wanted. So we're saying there are good kinds of insurance. There are times to transfer risk. Homeowners and renters insurance, auto insurance, health insurance, disability insurance, long-term care insurance, identity theft protection, and term life insurance, 15 to 20 year level term life insurance, about 10 times your income. If you'll do this, you've got the umbrella to protect your wealth. That's what insurance is for. Let it work for you, not for them. Make sure you understand what you're doing, and you'll save a ton of money. Thanks.